born great, and some are born Jersey.
I don't start the drama.
Hi.
But I will stop the show.
I say, when you have nothing to hide, there's nothing to lose.
You don't have to pay me a compliment, but you do have to pay me respect.
My nose may be new.
Cheers.
But I could still smell a rat.
I have a new king.
Good job.
Finally.
But I'm still the queen of New Jersey.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of Flipping the Table. I am so, so excited that I'm able to start a podcast with Rundown Media. I know I did the lives in the past, but now, you know, podcasting is my new thing. So let's flip the table and jump right into the first episode, Smoke, Mirrors, and Foggy Diamonds. So the first scene starts out at Teresa's house. She's with her daughters, talking about the status of their house and whether it's selling. And Teresa tells them that they're still going through the motions of trying to sell the house at that time. Now it just sold. And she's talking to her girls about the house sale. And then Teresa says to them about moving in with Louie, because they ended up buying that investment property. I think it was last year. And now they just redid it. And right now they're engaged and moved in together. But let's go back to that. And Gia kind of expresses a little bit of a concern that maybe they moved a little bit too fast. I mean, I don't know. I don't know them, you know, but I guess Gia, maybe she's protective of her mom because Teresa's such in the spotlight. And of course, like with Joe, maybe she is maybe a little skeptical about the whole thing. But I feel like Louis overall a really, really good guy. So yeah, so Gia says that maybe like it was a little too fast and you learn new things about people each and every day. And yeah. And then Gabriella says we haven't lived with men in 6 years, I guess since their father left and went to jail and then now he's in Italy. And then Teresa brings up that she's going to be having a kickoff to summer party and that she's going to invite her brother and Melissa, who they have been, I guess, I don't know if it's feuding or they've just been off for the past couple of months. And the daughters, I guess, expressed their concern that they haven't spoken to Joe in like 6 months, Teresa's brother. And I guess they weren't sure how they were going to feel about it, seeing him after those 6 months, even though Gia only ended up being at the party. And so as the episode goes on, the video about Louis comes out where he's at that, I don't know if it's some type of retreat or camp. I don't really know what it is. And I guess he makes that video apologizing to, I think, his then fiance. And it created a lot of quite of a stir in the whole group. And everyone's showing their concern. And then everyone's calling each other, talking about the video, like, what is this? What's happening? Who is he? Is there more to Louis that we don't know about? So then Margaret calls over Jackie to her house, and then they start discussing the video. And they feel that maybe, like, since Jen and Dolores are very close to Teresa, they should bring it up over Margaret, Jackie, or Melissa. Then they go into Jennifer, I think they're upset about how the reunion went last season. And I guess they're still mad about that. And I guess it's coming out this season because they filmed literally a month or two or three after they filmed the reunion. So they start talking about that. And then the Instagram posts going back and forth, you know, they both said not nice things to each other. And then after that, we go to Teresa's party. Teresa comes out, you know, she's putting everything together, getting her pineapples in order. The ladies start to arrive. And then Dolores brings up to Teresa about the Atlantic City show. When someone asked Joe Gorga what he thought about the video about Louis, and he said, "I never missed my brother-in-law so much right now." Meaning he never missed Joe Giudice right now. And I guess Teresa kind of acted like she didn't know, but she really did know. But you know what? It didn't bother her. So I don't get why everyone is getting so crazy about this. I mean, if it doesn't bother Teresa, the woman who is dating Louis, then why should it bother you? I get that they're her friends and they have concerns, but you know what? If Teresa's not worried about it, then no one should really be worried about it. And I'm sure she has talked to Louis about it. I'm sure Louis has told her about it. And you know what? It was in his past. He's with Teresa now. Like, focus on the now, you know? After that, she just went on about it. She said in her confessional, she doesn't think everyone else should be getting involved. I mean, this is Housewives. I mean, I feel like they all get involved in each other's business. I mean, that's like kind of like the show. But then, as the ladies start to arrive, we meet Melissa's friend, Tracy Johnson, the new friend of. And I don't know much about Tracy, just that she's married to Tiki Barber, but she looks very sweet and pretty. Then the other ladies start to arrive, and then they start chatting, and, you know, chatting about, they're all talking about the reunion from last season, about with Jennifer, you know, Margaret, Melissa, and Jackie. Them three are talking about Jennifer and the whole reunion thing, and Jennifer calling Melissa's family crooks, and then Melissa throwing jabs at Jennifer. And then meanwhile, we found out now, Jennifer just got out of her nose and chin surgery. So I guess she was, you know, and then I guess when she walks into the party, it creates like quite a stir. You could like how they edit it, like they show everyone, like when they, her and Bill walk in, they show everyone talking about them. And then you could see on Jennifer's face, she's nervous, which I get because of how the reunion laid out. And then she talks to Teresa, and then Teresa calls Jackie over, and then Jennifer and Jackie talk, and then Jennifer apologizes to Jackie. And then Margaret says to Melissa, we got to get Jackie out of there. Margaret comes over and then starts fighting with Jennifer, and then the bomb is dropped. Margaret says to Jennifer, you're not being honest. Bill had an affair. We all know about it with, I don't know, what was it? The office manager. And then Jennifer actually corrected her and said it was the pharmaceutical rep. And then episode one, yeah, it ends there with to be continued, because, you know, Bravo loves to do the to be continued to keep us on our toes for the next episode. So episode one ends there. We go right into episode two. We see Jennifer still arguing back and forth with Margaret. Margaret leaves. Jennifer goes to Bill, and then she's kind of like, she's crying, which I get because it was a huge bomb dropped and no one really knew about it. Her children didn't even know about it. So I get why she was so upset. Bill comes over, try to comfort Jen. I don't think maybe he saw what happened, but he didn't know like what the conversation was about. He comes over to comfort his wife, and Jennifer tearingly says, I want to go home. Jennifer and Bill walk out of the party. The scene moves to Joe Gorga, Gia, Melissa, Teresa. They're all sitting by the fire, and Teresa comes over and says, Jennifer and Bill left. And I think it was Joe Gore who said, why? And Gia says, people say things that they shouldn't. I think she was alluding to the whole thing last season when Joe Gorga made all the comments about Joe Giudice and all that stuff. And then Joe Gorga gets mad and says, Gia, why don't you say it to my face? Why are you saying it under your breath? Gia and Joe get into it. And you see, I don't know if we've seen Gia like this before. We saw her involved in season 10, but now we see her like more involved in that drama, because I guess it's pertaining to her father and her uncle. So I can see why she is kind of getting into the mix. So then Joe walks out, says, I'm done with this. And then Melissa was talking to Teresa. I think she was crying about the whole situation because she's upset. Gia, Melissa, Teresa, them, and Louis all go outside, and they try to talk to Joe Gorga again. And Joe Gorga says he's tired of being disrespected. And then he was talking and talking, and then I guess Gia got frustrated and she yelled, "Can I speak?" And you know, we've never seen that side of Gia. Like, she like it kind of frightened me because we've never seen that. She really went in and was like, can I speak, like very loud. And she wanted to get her point across, which she did. And then I guess she ended up speaking to Joe Gorga, and thankfully they made up. Then we go on to the next cast event. Actually, no, let me backtrack. So Dolores and Margaret, they meet up at a furniture store. They start talking about the whole thing that happened the night before. And Margaret pretty much, well, Dolores was originally, I guess she was on Jennifer's side when the whole thing happened. But then she kind of switched sides when Margaret told her that Jennifer, she was curious. She said that Frank Catania told Bill that, I guess he knew the girl that the rumored girl that Bill would, not Bill, I mean, Evan, whatever the gym thing, I'm not even going to bring that up, but I guess he knew the rumored girl. And so I guess Jennifer, out of curiosity, she asked someone she knew in that area. And that got back to Margaret. Margaret told Dolores, and then Dolores got upset. And Dolores is like, well, now I'm kind of on your side. After I heard this story about her trying to look for stuff on Evan, I'm on your side. Fast forward, we get to Dolores' housewarming party of her beautiful new townhouse. All the ladies walk in. Then they start chatting about the whole thing. Jennifer walks in very nervous, as I'm sure, like, you can tell why. I mean, coming right after the whole bomb drop of the Bill thing, you know, coming in, she was nervous, which is totally understandable. We see Jackie come over, try to comfort her. Hey, come get a drink. Come hang with me. We see the new friend, Carolyn Rocio, come over. And then eventually they make it to the couch, and Jennifer sitting there. She's kind of like a little bit crying, kind of breaking down. Jackie comes over, is comforting her more. And then we see Margaret come over and say, what are you crying about? I mean, we kind of know, like, why she's crying. I mean, I guess she has a right to cry. But the whole feud with Margaret and Jennifer, they both did things to each other. But I don't know if coming over to her and saying, like, why are you crying? It's kind of like, you know why she was crying. So they get into a little bit. Margaret brings up that Jennifer was trying to look for stuff on Evan, like pictures of the rumored girl. Jackie hears her name. Jackie comes over and pretty much says, like, I know what happened. And then I guess Jackie got a little mad and Jennifer was apologizing. I'm so sorry. I mean, it was out of curiosity. I guess Jackie was there for Jennifer and Jackie felt bad for Jennifer. So I guess she kind of forgot about it and said, like, don't worry about it. I just don't want to hear things brought up about Evan. And pretty much that happens. They're all around the table eating, and then they go back to the couch and they all come over, and Dolores says to her, Jen, why are you crying? There's no reason to cry. Because Dolores was mad at Jennifer because Margaret told her that she was looking about stuff like pictures or whatever from Jackie's husband, Evan. So she was mad, and I felt bad for Jennifer in that moment because I'm sure she felt ganged up on, and I guess she was crying, and her and Dolores went back and forth, and Jennifer said, you think it's weak to cry, it's not weak. And, you know, I don't really think it's weak to cry and get your emotions out. Like, Jennifer was going through, so she kind of has a right to get her emotions out. And then Teresa walks in, and Dolores catches her up on the whole thing. Dolores says to Teresa, so Jennifer was looking up stuff about Evan. And I guess Teresa was kind of, was said to her, you don't think what Margaret did was wrong? Teresa's there for Jennifer. Them two are like best friends. They're there for each other, which I love. Teresa was sticking up for Jennifer, like, you don't think what they did was wrong? And then Dolores was saying, well, she looked up stuff about Jackie's husband. And then they all go back to the table. And then they're all talking about the further situation. And then they bring up the thing from last year, how Teresa went around Evan's party and told people the rumor and how it was different. And then they further get into the conversation about Jennifer looking up stuff about Evan, and then the whole Teresa and the party from last season, and, you know, old news. and the new stuff about the bomb that dropped. And Jennifer is pretty much like, I can't take it anymore. I gotta go. Jennifer leaves. The episode ends there. That's a quick rundown of episode 1 and 2 of The Real Housewives of New Jersey. I hope you enjoyed the first episode of my podcast. And I'm so excited for you guys to hear my exclusive interview with Jennifer that's coming up and which should be released soon. Thank you.